This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
We begin with that big news out of Washington in the headline officially confirmed yesterday by the Department of Justice. Federal agencies will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It's a monumental shift in policy and one that will greatly benefit the struggling retail marijuana industry in Colorado. Marijuana is scheduled as a Schedule 1 drug alongside substances like heroin and LSD. According to the DEA, for medical marijuana business owners in Colorado Springs, like dispensary owner Tom Scudder, the current DEA classification scheduling translates as a heavy tax burden.
It's cost us hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes that we've had to pay that any other business in town would not have had to pay. So it's been oppressive. This is going to reverse that to some extent.
Scudder says the medical or recreational customers will likely not see a shift in pricing when they shop at a dispensary. However, since pricing in marijuana mostly deals with supply, demand, and other factors, the DEA must officially reschedule the drug before it goes to the Department of Justice for approval. This is the day small business owners in Colorado will begin applying for grants. KRDO 13's Josh Helmuth has that story.
New owners can get tax relief through the Rural Jumpstart Program and up to $40,000 to start. To qualify, they must be in a county with fewer than 250,000 people, and the area needs to have a low income or a high unemployment rate. State lawmakers are considering whether to extend the program 2 more years. That bill now heads to the Senate. Josh Helmuth, KRDO 13.
Lock those doors and don't leave guns inside. That's the warning from Canyon City Police after 99 reports of vehicles broken into last year. Officials have arrested four teens in some of the crimes, including a 14-year-old boy. They shared photos of the three others. Two are 18, one is 19. Police say that most of the vehicles targeted were unlocked or had personal items in plain view. They also recovered several stolen guns. New information is out about the arson suspect in Colorado Springs. Arrest records allege that he started three fires Sunday night along Pikes Peak Avenue because he was angry. That's what Bernie Hidalgo told police. He admitted to lighting up the Jeep inside of someone's garage and then doing the same for two other vehicles after finding them unlocked. A judge set the bond at $10,000 yesterday, and Hidalgo's due back in court next week. It's a crime that parents dread, but one you don't often see in real time, a child nearly kidnapped by a random stranger. It happened this month in Aurora, and the school shared some of the audio of the incident with parents.
The suspect walks onto school property from the south. Suspect is circled in white. Kids are on the recess on the left. Suspect approaches the students and lunges at a student and falls down. The students run away towards the teacher's assistants.
The child was shaken but unharmed. The incident happened on April 19th at Black Forest Hills Elementary School in Aurora. The suspect ran off as the teacher's aide approached. Aurora police would later arrest 33-year-old Solomon Golligan on suspicion of second-degree kidnapping. And finally, construction is underway in Pueblo to create a roundabout on Drew Dix Parkway. KRDO 13's Brink Carmen has that story.
Crews will close a northbound lane on I-25 at 6 p.m. and then the off-ramp for Dillon Drive at 9 p.m. The overnight work includes lane closures near the new roundabout and West Frontage Road. The project also calls for a new bridge, guardrail, sidewalk connections, and improved lighting. Brink Carmen, KRDO 13.
Governor Polis has declared this coming Friday as Randy Gradishar Day in Colorado. The designation is in honor of legendary Broncos linebacker Randy Gradishar, who will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in August. The governor will read a special proclamation honoring Gradishar on the state capitol's west steps during a ceremony that will be held on Friday beginning at 2 p.m.
Partly cloudy and warm as we head into the afternoon. May see a few isolated showers and a possible thunderstorm, but most of the action is going to stay north of us. Palmer Divide north into the Denver metro as we head into the afternoon. Temperature-wise, we're in the low 70s today for Colorado Springs and the low 80s around the Pueblo area. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.